Saturday. And you might have been one of the fortunate ones, or maybe we should say unfortunate ones, who've joined us in the past to take part in a PM experiment on broadband speeds. Remember that? You loved all that buffering, didn't you? Well, now people living in parts of the country not currently covered by the government's super-fast broadband rollout are finding alternative ways to get online faster by doing it themselves, as Emily Unia reports from Cumbria.
The sound of broadband cables and a router being installed in a house in Kirkham Mill in rural East Cumbria. Soon the family living here will be able to stream video and play computer games.
I think my brother's looking forward to be able to use his PS4 down here, because he hasn't been able to do that just yet. So.
At the moment, commercial broadband providers only have to deliver super-fast internet to 95% of the country. They focus on towns and cities where homes and businesses are close together and easy to connect. For the remaining 5%, mostly rural areas, people either can't get connected or are quoted prohibitive prices.
You could have it if you paid a vast amount of money. So they're talking excess construction charges of £340,000 to get to my farm. Well, which farmer can afford that?
Chris Condor is from Broadband for the Rural North, or BARN, a community interest company which offers hyper-fast connections of up to 1,000 megabits per second, as long as local people are prepared to dig trenches and lay cables themselves.
If you dig it yourself, you get it for £150 from BARN. It's absolutely amazing that the power of the people, the community. You can dig your own fibre in, dig through your fields to join up to the next village. The farms and the contractors around here can do it for £1.50 a metre, which keeps the cost down.
BARN gives interested parishes a quote for the cost of getting every house connected. Then residents raise the money by buying shares, persuade landowners to allow cables across their land free of charge, and get handy with a spade.
The challenges are digging in cold weather, digging in wet weather.
Committed volunteers like Martin Welsh are vital to the process. He's helped connect three parishes east of Kendal in Cumbria to BARN's hyper-fast broadband.
It's taken a long time. All told, it's been around 18 months, 2 years of hard graft. Some mornings were difficult getting out of bed and turning out, I'll tell you. But the rewards are just all too evident to see.
So this is part of the bonus of being out of town. We get a big side of an aircraft hangar to be able to store and organise transport in and out.
In some converted farm buildings at Old Hutton near Kendal, Tom Hecht from Arrear Events is showing me their storage hangar. The company organises mountain running events and needs affordable space to store kit and a fast internet connection.
Before we got the BARN connection, we were struggling on a really, really poor download and upload speed. We were really unable to fulfil some of the requirements that, you know, we were getting. You know, press demands, can you send us all these high-resolution photos from an event so that we can cover it in our latest article? They're not going to hang about if they don't get it in time. We can't get enough of the fact that we're able to just turn around projects that we know would have taken so much longer before. And sometimes on the occasion when you're working from home or something like that, you think, goodness, this is taking a long time. I wish I was in the office again.
Now neighbours are getting envious. In the coming years, around 700 properties along the rivers Mint and Sprint, north of Kendal, are hoping to get connected too.
Longsaddle's just straight in front of us, and it's Longsaddle, Long Valley.
With windscreen wipers sweeping away a passing shower, Dan Robinson, the project leader, tells me how much difference it'll make.
We have farmers up Longsaddle who can't complete all their farm documents online. They have to employ a company in Kendal to be able to do the work that they need to do to operate their farm. So being able to bring a network to them is just amazing.
A spokesman for the Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport said 19 out of 20 homes and businesses can now get superfast broadband, and the ambition is to deliver full fibre broadband, which will prioritise rural areas. Work by community-led groups like BARN plays an important part in realising this goal.
Make it square to the building.
The DIY model won't work everywhere. It depends on enthusiastic volunteers and farmers and landowners who are willing to allow digging on their land to lay cables. But for the communities doing it themselves, this isn't just about getting a fast internet connection sooner than the government can provide it. It's about making connections in real life too.
Everyone's getting to know each other. Just last night, we had a couple of cousins bump into each other that had not seen each other for 3 years, and they got on like a house on fire. It was lovely.
Emily Junior reporting from Cumbria.